Hello there and good evening. Welcome to the show. You have found your way to the Psychic Playground with Jay Varvel here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. I'm so grateful to be here with you on this beautiful Wednesday. It is July 17th, just after 4 p.m. Pacific, and I'm grateful to be back live with you. For those of you that are regular listeners, you may have heard on some of the different radio broadcasts that I was in Cancun, and that was me just doing a quick sound test. But I was in Cancun with my partner, Alan, and we were there for 5 days celebrating our second year anniversary. And Alan surprised me with the trip. And I was very excited to be able to go, of course, but also that we got to do something very special and unique to celebrate our two-year anniversary together. And that was the first time I had the pleasure of going to Cancun and to go on the east coast of Mexico. I have been already to Puerto Vallarta and Cabo and Mazatlan and Acapulco on the west coast, but I had not been to the East Coast yet. And so that was really, really exciting to go check out a new location. And it ended up being great. We had an all-inclusive resort. We were able to be there and not have to leave. And, you know, some might find that to be a little bit like, oh, that's, you know, how do you stay in one location? But they had plenty of activities day and night planned every single day. And they had pools, and they had restaurants, and they had nightclubs, and the ocean was just walk right out to the ocean. So it was all right there. And so we didn't really have a reason to go anywhere. And so I'm grateful that we got to just have some R&R, as they call it. And I know that there'll be an opportunity when we go back to go see places like Chichen Itza. We do want to go to Chichen Itza, but it was just too hot. And it wasn't too hot to be there when you have a pool or an ocean nearby, but a whole other experience if you're going to be far away from those things, too hot. And so I know we'll have an opportunity to go check out some of those ancient sites, as well as I know I'd like to see a cenote or two or three. And Tulum is on our radar, but that's a little bit ways down the road. And so I know we'll have an opportunity to go back and see some of the other places that are in the neighborhood, so to speak. One thing I was, I don't know that it was shocking, but I was surprised of how much marshland, how much swampland was around us. And it reminded me a lot of Florida, who, you know, Florida's right across the bay or right across the Gulf. And very similar in the sense of the landscape, at least what I remember seeing, the parts of Florida that I did get to see. And so that was also just kind of cool, just to see the different kind of landscape, different kind of land. There's a different kind of energy because of it. And so I was just taking all that in, and I was very grateful that we didn't have any mosquito problems or major bug issues, which could have cut into the fun that we were having. So I'm grateful for that. And all that to say, even though everything was taken care of, there's no place like home. You know, there really is no place like home. So Alan and I are grateful to be back home, and we do have some trips that are on the radar for sometime in the future that we're excited to be planning and getting ready for, but at the same time, very excited to be home and to be in home energy. And so that's where I'm at. I'm back home. I'm back to work on 1-2 Radio, both as a producer and also here, ready to do my show live. I'm so excited to be live. And today we're going to talk about carving some time out for connecting and going deeper within. carving time out to connect and go deeper within. And I wanted to talk about it because it's the kind of thing that it's easy to forget. It's easy to forget that it's important for us to have fun too. It's easy to forget that in the midst of the stresses of the world, in the obligations of life, that we can forget that dancing can be a fun thing. We can forget that painting can be really good for our spirit, or drawing, or getting out into nature, going swimming, getting out into the water, you know, making the time to actually go do something active in the sunlight, you know, outside of a building. And I know that sounds silly for me to say it. At least it kind of seems silly for me to be listing it out for you right now. But I know that we have to do that, because if we don't, we can go years and years and years without a vacation. We can go years and years and years without any kind of movement practice, meditation practice, exercise routine, where we're paying attention to the food that we're putting in our body. I don't even want to have to call it a diet, but where we're consciously looking at what the input output is for our body, for our family, for our relationships. And do we feel like we're able to show up the way we want to, or do we feel like we're always like running on behind? You know, we're always trying to catch up, and like we can never get ahead, kind of a thing. So I felt like this time, it's important for us to take stock, to take some inventory on that, because it can seem counterintuitive when we're stressed out and trying to reach a goal that can seem even unattainable, that we don't have time for fun. You know, we don't have time to have relaxation. We're working on this goal over here. And what we fail to realize is what kind of stress we're putting our body through, and what kind of energy it takes to keep going on a goal, for example, when there isn't any fun involved, when there isn't any excitement, when there isn't anything to get or keep that fire burning at a higher, we'll call it like at a brighter, lighter kind of pace, because it has more fuel. And I'm not talking about getting involved in drama to get involved in drama to get energy from it. That's not what I'm talking about, even though some people do that. For me, for you, what I see coming up is more like, how can you plan time out with your family, with your children, with your fur babies, with yourself, all the above, where you can carve time out to do something that you all enjoy to do, even when it's super busy, or even when it doesn't seem like there's time because it's not productive. But what if that productivity can also come from the things that we do to take care of our soul? From the things that we do that take care of our body, where we don't just run our body ragged to just keep up because we have to. We have no choice, kind of a thing. We always have a choice. It may not be an easy choice, but we always have a choice. And so what I feel coming up for all of us is, how do we make small fine-tuning adjustments that are doable, that are reasonable, that are feasible, that are possible? How do we start there, implementing a few things, some tiny habits, and then build from there? Like, I'm not talking about extreme choices here, where all of a sudden, you know, you quit your full-time job, pack everything up, and go to Bali. Now, I'm not saying that that may not be on your radar. That could be. And if it is, I feel like it's important to still think about what's the action plan to get from point A to point B, and what are all the possible steps that you can take a look at to make that as graceful of a transition as possible, versus jumping into something that you really don't have a clue what the heck you're doing, and then having to again play catch up to get to understand and to know what are the variables, what are the constraints, and then having to go through the painstaking process of dealing with those things in the moment, when it could be difficult because some of those things take time to learn. Some of those things take time to build. I know for me, changing from my corporate life, being in corporate America as a worker within that system, to be then jump into the entrepreneurial world, that was huge. And I honestly would say I was not ready. I thought I was ready. I felt my intuition pointing me in that direction, but I honestly really didn't know what the hell I was doing. And I really had I did jump. I did make the leap, but I've been in a certain kind of life school learning the difference and understanding the difference between what it takes to be an entrepreneur and also what's involved in being a worker or an executive within the corporate environment, within the corporate hierarchy. And they're just very different. I mean, some people judge them or have reasons why one is better than the other. And now experiencing both sides, I can say that it really depends on the person. It really depends on the person, the personality, their drive. Do they even have a idea that would require them to become an entrepreneur? And you know, I feel like there's different options for different reasons. And I know for myself, I demonized the corporate world, the corporate life, because for me, it was killing me slowly. But I also wasn't able to stand up for myself, attempt to stick up for myself, in the way that I could have now that, you know, now looking back, hindsight's 2020, I felt like I needed to make that black or white choice to jump, to get out, to get away. And I did. And I have to say in my situation, I wouldn't go back and do it differently. I will say that. But I will also say that is not the path for everyone. And it was very difficult. It's still very difficult. And it's I'm still learning, still working at it, still practicing, and I feel like it's going to continue to be an ongoing process, just as it was being in the corporate world. So the parts of me that were immature, thinking that I was going to be escaping some kind of work or not needing to work as hard because I was going to work smarter. I'm not saying that some of that isn't true, because it is, but I also will say that some of it, it's a crock of bullshit. And I was just telling myself things because I didn't want to be where I was anymore, for whatever reason. And so I own that and honor that now, just as I did then. But I can say that, like I said, I wouldn't and don't regret my choices. But if, let's say, somebody came for guidance, first off, I'm going to tell them what spirit wants me to tell them, number one. But number two, if they ask me for more specifically my experience and what I would do in that situation, I would definitely have more to say to them. And I almost wish that there was someone in my life that could have maybe told me those things too, of what to be aware of. What are the pitfalls? What are the rewards? What are the parts that you don't expect? And so right now, I feel like there are many of you that are in the midst of wanting to make that choice. I do feel like we're at that fork in the road kind of energy. And I just want to say, before you make a choice, remember there's the one side of the fork of the road, there's the other side of the fork of the road, and then there's spirit's way that may not be evident, or it may not be obvious, but it's still there. And it's more than likely some combination of what would be considered the way between the black and the white sort of choice, or what I would say would be the extremes, choosing between the extremes. What if there's a middle road that can serve the situation even better? And in this case, what does the Holy Spirit have to say? What is the Holy Spirit's guidance that could totally bring in an option, an opportunity, a possibility that wasn't even available before you asked? And I feel like with this magical group, it's important to really be aware and plugged into what is Spirit's next best step for you. We have our human mind's idea of what we think that should be. And then there's what our soulfulness would say it is. And then I would say there's the combination of our mind-body-spirit complex, if I can simplify it down just to those parts, even though there are more parts of us. But that, what would that part of us do that is the balanced part of us? Not just the human part of us, not just the soul part of us, but the part of us that is the mind, body, and the spirit. That's why it's hard to make choices sometimes, because we're pulled between different parts of who we are. But we forget, and then we get mad at ourselves. Stop getting mad at yourself if you can, and remind yourself that you are a conglomeration that makes you who you are as the person, personality, the human, the mind, body, spirit complex that is listening to my radio show, The Psychic Playground, here on 1-2 Radio. Speaking of, we have a chat. If you want to get involved in the live chat, come on over to 1-2radio.com. That's the number 1-2radio.com. Click on the chat button there on the left-hand side of the screen. That opens up a brand new window into Facebook. It's a private Facebook group with the same name, 1-2 Radio. Send over your invitation if this is your first time. Once you're in, you will see my banner at the top of the page, The Psychic Playground with Jay Varvel. And in the comment section underneath that banner is where you can join the conversation. And I would love to see you there. So how many of you all have a hard time carving out time for yourself, for what has now been the hot button term of self-care? How many of you carve out time for self-care? And how many of you would put self-care in a box or a category that was, what do I want to call it, optional? And how many of you have it in a bucket or a category where it is mandatory? Like, it's mandatory not because of it being like a prison sentence, but it's mandatory because you understand the value. You understand the benefit. You understand the rewards of making sure that on a consistent basis, you are making sure that you are taken care of, that your batteries are charged up, that you are in alignment with your integrity, with your desires, with whatever the heck it is you're up to in the world, but that it lines up to who and what you truly are in this moment. It's a powerful thing. And I would even say you become unstoppable. And I have to say, in my own journey with this, it's a matter of slowly but surely looking at and paying attention to these different facets of life as they come up. And, you know, putting your money where your mouth is, where you actualize and put into practice some of these different techniques, these different spiritual tools. you put them to use, not just once, and you begin to start to see what changes. You start to see the value. You start to see the transformation. And that becomes fuel to continue. So how many of you are like starting to create that cycle, but you're not keeping it going because you want to kind of set it and forget it, or you want to just think, oh, I did that once, I don't need to do it again? But here's the thing. Anything that's really truly valuable, anything that's worth anything, is not usually come from instant gratification. And it doesn't come from the things that we've only done once. It usually comes from the things that we've mastered or brought some level of mastery to. And usually those things take time. They're like fine wine. You know, it's not overnight, or whiskey, or any of the other things that, you know, can, you know, even call a lot of money for them because of the process that, you know, that process that that particular alcohol has been through, or that cheese, it's valuable. And so you're going to pay for that. In the same way, what are some of those things in our world, like meditation, quiet time, prayer time, doing, you know, your own personal rituals, for example, or time out in nature? Like, how does that add up? You know, have you done it enough to see results? Do you believe in yourself enough to do it just more than once? And do you have enough faith in yourself to go through that painstaking process to do it over and over and over and over and over and over again and over again, in this way and that way, in order to see what happens from a whole different perspective? Some people call it like the 10,000 hours we need to get good at something. So like even in like my case, where I would consider myself to be gifted in the sense of I was gifted an ability to see the other side. And I've had that my whole life, but I've had to invest a lot of time, well over 10,000 hours, in learning how to use it and to rely on it as I do in business, in the day-to-day. That has taken hours and well over 10,000 hours to get to that level of proficiency. That just the giftedness is one part. The practice and the time and the dedication, that's a whole other thing. That's a whole other thing. And so where is Spirit asking you to invest on your gifts, in what you bring to the table? Where is Spirit asking you to invest that time to get better, to be able to rely on it, to be able to trust it, to be able to not doubt it? I feel like that's also coming up right now. So I want to say hi to Daylene, my mom. She says, hi, everyone. It's great to see you, Mom. And thank you for coming and saying hi to the whole community. I know everybody is saying hi back. We have Tara. Excuse me. Tara is also joining us, and she says, summer vibes. Yes, it really is. I feel like you walk outside and it's hot as heck. Let me take a drink. So we have Catherine. She says, hi, Jay and friends. Greetings from Ireland. Wow. It's so great to have you send a message all the way across the pond from Ireland. I'm so grateful you're there. There is a picture posted of some beautiful flowers. And I know that's just the half of what, you know, you're seeing. It's so grateful, or I'm so grateful that we get to check in with you. Thank you for stopping by. And we're sending lots of love across the pond. Marina, she says, hi, Jay. It's great to see you, Marina. It was strange being away. I missed our weekly appointment on Wednesdays. Renee is here and says, sounds like you had a good time. Welcome back. I did. I really did. It was beautiful. And Anna Or Anne says, "Hi, Jay. I'm happy to be listening to you live." Yay! And I'm happy that you're here with us as well. So really quickly, I wanted to do a quick guided meditation to help us be plugged in and to get us into our bodies before we switch gears and do the mini energy readings for those of you that would like for me to pull a card for you. If you would like me to pull a card for you, please put that in the comments. If you have a question, I'll pull a card in regards to the question. If you just want a general read, just ask for me to pull a card for you, and I will go in order, first come, first serve. But first, I'm going to have you go ahead and get into a comfortable position if you're not driving and you're able to be quiet and silent, to sit down, get yourself something to drink, and to be able to be in a receiving mode to tune into the relaxation that's available through our guided meditation that we're about to do. And for those of you that are listening on demand, you can always press pause until you're situated, and then you can hit play and go into that space. So without further ado, I'm going to have you utilize your imagination, and I would like you to grow tree roots from the base of your spine and the bottoms of your feet down into the earth, growing it deeper and deeper down into the earth until you get to the point where you feel anchored and connected, and begin to feel the waters of the earth coming up through your roots, feeling that conduit, that currency, that current connection through your roots and the water elemental, and connecting you between the earth and your body, and utilizing the water elemental as the conduit through your roots to get grounded, to feel into your connection, and to go deeper and deeper within, and go deeper and deeper within. And now coming up to our heart space awareness, bringing our awareness to our heart, imagining a very beautiful ball of light, of energy that is emanating from your heart space. That is your divine spark. That is your soul essence in physical form, emanating and radiating energy from the infinite source through the portal. We'll call it the portal of life, the portal of light that allows you to be here, allows me to be here and now, animated, breathing, conscious, and I would like you to just be bathed in your own frequencies of light, your own frequencies of sound. It is very healing to just tune into your, what I'll call your baseline frequency. Your baseline frequency. Beautiful. Great job, everybody. Right now, we are allowing ourselves to be in this space, connected, grounded, feeling the big energies of the universe, letting those energies flow and move. We don't have to hold on to them. We don't have to try to make anything happen. It's more being open and available for what is happening already, and being available for what is going on and not needing to change it. Knowing that nothing lasts forever, no matter what it is, and allowing there to be a bit of a detachment from needing to control life, needing to control what is, allowing Spirit, the Holy Spirit, Source Creator God, handle that part. You guys are doing great. Fabulous job. Let's take a deep breath together. Lots of love in. Deep breath in. Exhaling lots of love out. Nice deep breath in. Lots of love in. Exhaling lots of love out. One more. Deep breath in. Lots of love in. Deep breath you've taken all day. And exhaling. Beautiful. So as quickly as we took this 5 to 7 minutes that we took to check in on our grounding, check in on our heart space, check in on how we fit in this whole life unfolding. Some might call it a matrix, and sometimes that I feel like has a negative connotation. In this regards, it is bringing mindfulness and consciousness to your part of this unfolding, of this creation. You are a part of the co-creation of this unfolding, and tuning into your grounding and your connection and to your mind-body-spirit complex in this way allows you to tune into your purpose. It allows you to take stock and inventory, and it also opens up your intuitive communication. So if you've been struggling with any of those things, this meditation will be helpful to do and do again in order to see where this takes you in the sense of experience, of your understanding, of what gets opened up for you to explore. Remember to remain curious and to remind yourself that you are not in a position to be stuck. This too shall pass. The good, the bad, the ugly, and everything in between. To free yourself of feeling immobilized from making a decision. Make a decision. Make a choice. It's allowed. You are allowed to move. And know that if Spirit wants you to move another way, Spirit will bring in the circumstances, the thing that will course correct you or bring you back on track if you happen to, quote, choose off track or go forebiding. We don't have to worry so much about that part. The universe has a way of keeping us on track. And I can say that from my own experience of fumbling around and bumbling around and feeling like it is madness or a waste of time, and then coming back around and seeing that that isn't the case at all. That was more my perspective and misunderstanding than was it actually the truth of the matter. So where are you holding yourself back because of what you think is supposed to happen or not supposed to happen, or what you think someone's going to do or not going to do? If any of those things are holding you in position, this is an opportunity to ask yourself, what's the next best step for me here and now? And it might be to hold position. But I'd venture to say, if you've been holding position for a long time, Spirit's been asking you to make a choice. Spirit's been asking you to make a move, and you haven't been. And so let this be the nudge to take a risk. And it's not a risk that's just a good guess, or taking a risk in the unknown just for the sake of taking a risk in the unknown. It's more taking a risk in you, in your heart, in your desires, in your purpose, in your path. So I'm going to take a quick drink here and have a couple moments of silence and allow for there to be an opening for your higher self and intuition to communicate now. And as you know, we're on the radio, so I can't have there be too much dead air. But if you're listening on demand, this is an opportunity for you to hit pause and to stay in that creative space. But the amazing thing about our intuition is oftentimes it works very fast, and things will drop in when we create the space and make the space. It isn't something we have to work too hard at. It's more making the space for. How can we make the space for it? And so great job making the space for you and your intuition and that deeper level of communication to open up and to keep that communication, to keep that line of communication open once it has been opened up. And now we bring that connection into our waking lives, wiggling our fingers and toes, coming into our full body awareness. And this is the opportunity, if you haven't already, to put in your request for a reading. And while I'm getting my page refreshed, I want to mention Ginger is coming up next with Heart Matters, and she has a special guest coming on, and I'll be producing her tonight, and I'm excited. She has, I believe she makes jewelry and makes some amazing pieces and works with a whole plethora. I don't want to call it a plethora, but all of a sudden, words are escaping me. But she works with celebrities and all different kinds of clients. And so I'm excited to hear that show and to hear that interview with Ginger and Holly. And I also want to mention that Oliver is coming up after Ginger with Heart Matters with his show. And then Raven has Raven's Rabbit Hole at 7 p.m. Pacific. And then Alan and I are back with Ethereal Styles and Soulful Smiles. And we'll be coming back. We'll have a show tonight in regards to our trip and some of the experiences that we had. I'll give a little bit of a teaser. We had a a celebrity sighting, and you know, you guys know I worked in entertainment, and I've grown up in LA my whole life, and I feel like entertainment's always been in my backyard as a kid and as an adult. I would go to Disney, and we get to go to the studios when movies would come out and get to see them early, and that was super exciting. And getting to see kind of like behind the curtain there and then at that part of my life. And then as an adult working for Warner Brothers and getting to go to the lot and check out different shows and movies and to see how the inner workings of how they create the movie and TV magic. And so it takes, my point of sharing that is it takes a lot to get me excited. And usually if there is a celebrity, I'm not going to be like making an effort to communicate with them unless they in some way, shape or form have some special significance to me personally. And so we did have a celebrity sighting, and we did see Shia LaBeouf. And I know there's a lot of, you know, different publicity about him, but he's been around ever since he was a kid, and he's been in many blockbuster tentpole movies in his career. And even though he isn't as big of a name now as he was when he was a kid, like in Indiana Jones and Transformers, he still was, he's the one that did all those things and was the one that had that superstar power at that time that he still has now. And we were able to have a conversation with him, and some profound pieces of wisdom came from that conversation. And so that's going to be my little tagline to have you guys come back and listen in. And so that way Alan and I can tell the story together and also give our, like what do I want to call it? The richness, the gems that came out of that particular conversation. And not to mention all the other fun that we had on our vacation. We had that star sighting on our way home. He was on our plane. And so that was just like kind of a cherry on top of our amazing vacation. We have so much more that we will be able to share and talk about. We had an amazing time. And it was also amazing in the sense of having that extra time for us to celebrate our relationship and celebrate our time together. That was also like a real blessing. And I felt like we were able to get even closer in the process. So I know that's oftentimes the goal, but it isn't, isn't necessarily what happens. But I'm very grateful that it did unfold that way for us. And I'm excited that we're going to have some fun things to share on our show tonight. Ethereal Styles and Soulful Smiles. All right, it looks like Tara is first in pulling a card. And I know we have a few minutes left. If there's anyone else, please put your request in now. But first, we're going to start off with Tara. And I'm going to take a drink and do a little shuffle here. And see what card wants to pop out and come through. All right. Whoa. Well, all of a sudden, half the cards went on the floor. That's always fun when that happens. Sometimes, if there happens to be a card that pops the other way, oftentimes that is the card. That didn't happen this time. So I'm going to do another little quick shuffle here. And it's 444 in California. I love that timing. All right, the Two of Cups. The Two of Cups comes up. So I feel this is interesting because it signifies a couple of things I feel like going on. Two things. One, on a personal level, I feel like between you and Sean, there is a deepening of your relationship, your commitment to one another, and to your connection. And something that you both have just recently been through in the physical that is like set the stage or set the tone for that to be. And then I also feel like there's like a new opportunity for you in business. There's somebody, feels like a feminine energy for somebody to connect with and potentially have some kind of like business partnership with that also has presented itself. And I feel like you're going through the process of looking at not only like I feel like the significance of that happening, and like I've been like kind of getting over the shock. I feel like that, like you were surprised, but also really looking, is this a viable partnership? Is this something that you really want to get involved in and be a part of? I feel like there's no right answer in this particular case. I don't feel like it's a absolute yes or an absolute no. I feel like it's more about you getting in touch with looking at, does this serve like the bigger picture in which you and Sean were going already. Like, and it's a part of that trajectory, and you can see how that is like where it's all working together. Or does it seem like the kind of thing that's going to take you off course or like open up a whole new possibility that could be good, but it's going to be something that totally changes up the trajectory that you were on. And I'm not saying that that's bad either, but they all require a different level of taking a moment to really look at what's being offered and how is that either build synergy and work with you, or how is it like, that's great, that's amazing, but that's just not where we're headed kind of a thing. And I feel like that part you have to sort out, and you're the only one that can look at it from that perspective and say, yes, this is great, this isn't so great kind of thing. I feel like you have to go through that painstaking process yourself, because you're the one that either is going to have to live with whatever it is that you choose into, or whatever it is you say, no, that's not for us, and whatever might come of it, you know, like being able to hold true to whatever it is you've decided and not make how it goes like the determining factor of whether it was a success or not, more being able to look at it like you being able to choose what's right for you based on your intuition, being able to choose well for yourself in that way, I see as a more valuable success than actually finding success in the thing, if that makes sense. I know we only have so much time, and so I hope that explanation made some sense to you, that very last part. But I feel like it's important to really look at even almost like a pros and cons list that you write down kind of a thing, where you can really look at where your time is being spent, and is the value that you thought that was going to come from that time really there, or could it potentially come another way? All right. Thank you, Tara. And Tara says, does this have to do with crystals? Does this have to do with crystals? It feels like it could. It could be like it could be a business opportunity with crystals, the way that it's showing me. But then the bigger thing is that going to, again, align with and work with a trajectory and what you already have going on and what you want to create? Is it going to have a synergistic quality, or is it going to take your time and attention off the things that are most valuable to you, even though you may love crystals, you know, just using this as an example, but even though you love crystals and this opportunity for crystals has shown up, that should just like be automatically there because you love crystals. That I don't feel like that's like anything that feels like an automatic yes or an automatic no, I would look at it to just see why am I thinking that this is so automatic? Let me take a little bit deeper look at what I am considering automatic. I don't know. That's what's coming up for me to tell you. To pay attention to those parts that seem obvious, or that you would want to believe are, this has to be great kind of a thing, but does it really have to be? Or is it really, even though it might have to be on the surface, is that really what it is underneath the surface? So Tara says, just came up for me with what you were saying. Okay, that makes sense. So I don't know. It feels like the opportunity that I'm feeling has already been presented. That's the way it's been, the way that I feel it. But if you don't know what it is and it's not apparent to you, then it's something that's going to be coming your way really soon. And it won't be long before you're presented with this particular opportunity. And here's the thing. It is an opportunity. What you have to choose or what you have to look at is it the best opportunity for you and your family? It's a great opportunity, but is it a great opportunity for you and your family? That part you have to look at on a deeper level. Okay. Don't forget, when you're looking at Facebook, you have to do all comments. It defaults to top comments. And I believe I've got everybody. If I have missed anybody, I apologize. Lori Love's joining us too. Hi, Lori. It's great to see you. She has her show, Lori the Love Sherpa, on Mondays. I'm going to wrap up the Jay Varvel show. Or excuse me, that was my old show. I'm actually going to be wrapping up the Psychic Playground with Jay Varvel this beautiful Wednesday. I'm going to make sure that I have more than enough time to get ready for Ginger as she's coming up next with her guest. I want to thank you all for tuning in and joining me live, both in the archives as well as in the live chat that we have going on. And I just want to say thank you so much for being here with me, taking the time out. It's a pleasure of mine, and I'm honored to be here with you. You can find me over on 12listen.com daily, over there for one-on-one support and healing sessions. If you happen to be looking for me and don't see me online, don't hesitate to use the schedule an appointment button. That lets me know that you're looking for me right away, and we will get you on the schedule, on the calendar right away, if you're looking at me or looking for me and you don't see me signed on. This has been the Psychic Playground with Jay Varvel. I'll see you later on this evening. Bye for now.